Hello, welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We are concluding today our studies in the book of James. We read the final verses of the chapter last time. What I want to do is just do a review of the book and just challenge us to make what we have heard real in our lives. Hence the title for today's session, Making It Real. And I'm going to reread verses from chapter 1 of the book of James, verses 22 to 25, as a springboard for our thoughts today. First of all, we pray together. Lord, thank you for the journey that we have been able to take through the book of James. We praise you once again for this pungent, practical book, a book that pulls no punches, a book that encourages us greatly, but also challenges us day by day. We ask that in this final session you would be with us, and indeed that you would help us to make the lessons of the book of James real in our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So chapter 1, and beginning at verse 22, and these are words that remind us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at their face in a mirror and after looking at themselves goes away and immediately forgets what they look like. But the person who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. There is something about the book of James that just sticks in the memory. And my impression from going through the book of James in the last few days is that it is almost the opposite of a religious book. If you are a religious person, if you like the ceremonies, if you like going to church for its own sake, if you like the language, if you like warm, fuzzy feelings and ecstatic glows, then you are going to struggle with the book of James, because it's an anti-religious book. It is saying that your faith has got to be real, it's got to be alive, it's got to be vibrant, and it's got, absolutely got, to work itself out in practical action. Indeed, we need to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Just looking at this powerful book, we see that there is a challenge to the rich to circumcise our riches. We see that there is a word to the West about not being in control. We see that deeds are vital in our Christian lives. We see that our words are important, that we should use them for good and not for ill. We see that we should live our lives in the light of the second coming of Jesus, submitting ourselves to God and giving ourselves in radical discipleship. We see that we should be godly in our business dealings, dealing with fairness and mercy. We see that we should be people of prayer. All of this and much, much more we see in the book of James. And so the challenge comes to us afresh. It comes to me afresh, and I pass it over to you in this final session. This is what we've heard. This is what we've listened to. This is what we have understood from the book of James. Now, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to be changed? How are we going to be practically reshaped by God's word and God's spirit? Following the example of Jesus, who lived a perfect life, following his Father's will, fulfilling his mission for us in going to the cross. Are we going to be Jesus' disciples as we live the life that he would have us live practically day to day? I want to encourage you, as I reflect on this now myself, to think about three things that have really impacted you through the book of James. I'll say very quickly the things that have challenged me. I've certainly been challenged about the fact that I'm not in control of my life and I need to submit to my sovereign Lord. I have especially been challenged about riches. Sometimes I think that as a pastor, I'm not very well off, and compared to some high-flying executive, maybe I'm not, and yet in global terms, I know that I have so much. How am I going to use my riches for good and for God, for the progress of his kingdom? And finally, as someone whose stock in trade is words, words, and more words, are my words going to be backed up by action? What I say about faith, what I believe, what I testify to, is it going to work itself out in deeds? This is how God has been challenging me. How has God been challenging you? How will I respond? And how will you respond? So a prayer of response today. Lord, we thank you for this amazing practical book, neglected in some traditions of the church, and yet God's wonderful words to us. Lord, we pray that all of our reading and all of our reflection would make a difference in our lives day to day. Help us to take practical steps to change, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to the glory and praise of your name. Help us to take theology and turn it into biography. Help us to live this out in our inner lives and in our outer actions. Lord, we read verse after verse and we are challenged. Who is equal to these things? Who is equal to the task of discipleship in any time, let alone the challenging times in which we live? Lord, we know that we are not equal, and we come to you now and we confess our sins. We say that we're sorry for the wrong things that we've done, for the things that you gave us to do, which we haven't done. And Lord, we're sorry that the whole orientation of our lives has been out of kilter. It's not been focused on you as it should have been. We are heartily sorry. We turn from our sin, from our rebellion, and we turn to you. And we pray that you would forgive us, and we ask that we would receive that forgiveness. And we pray now that we would receive a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us to do better in the rest of the day and to do better in the days that lie ahead. Help us, O Lord, we pray. And so, Lord, may we, each and every one of us, be doers of the word and not hearers only. May this teaching be real indeed in our lives, day by day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.